Have you ever noticed that despite checking all the success boxes, something still feels missing? Victoria Song's Bending Reality addresses this modern paradox that plagues even the most accomplished among us. Drawing from her unique background spanning Yale Economics, Harvard Business School, and training with world-class healers, Song offers something revolutionary. The ability to achieve more while suffering less through mastering the art of expansion. The premise is both simple and profound. We can access seemingly supernatural abilities by shifting from contraction to expansion, transforming not just our results, but our entire experience of reality. At the core of bending reality lies contraction versus expansion. In contraction, your body physically tightens, chest constricting, breathing shallow, muscles tense. This triggers mental limitations where judgment replaces curiosity and binary thinking narrows possibilities. You become reactive rather than creative. Expansion feels open and spacious. Your chest broadens, breathing deepens, and posture straightens. Curiosity flourishes, trust replaces fear, and optimism prevails. While contraction shows you only the hammer, expansion reveals your full toolkit of possibilities. These states determine how we experience reality. Our natural state is relaxed and open, but conditioning creates persistent contraction patterns that become biochemical feedback loops. The first step to bending reality is simple. Notice which state you're in. Am I contracted or expanded right now? This awareness provides instant feedback about your thoughts and actions. The power lies not in specific practices, but in your state, which depends solely on you. The world runs on feelings of inadequacy, not money. When we're uncertain about our worth, every circumstance becomes proof that we are or aren't good enough. This shapes our personality and goals as we strive to be somebody. No achievement cures this syndrome. Society maintains control through scarcity, fear, comparison, and the persistent message that we're not enough until the next milestone. Often, the most successful people are deeply trapped, having invested so heavily in proving their worth that they've lost their authentic selves. The greatest rebellion is expansion, accessing infinite possibilities. Breaking free starts with recognizing this conditioning and choosing a different path. How do we sustain expansion without burning out? Four key elements provide clean, renewable energy for peak performance. Purpose provides sustainable fuel, a why big enough to transcend limiting beliefs. By becoming unattached to form, your creations express your mission. When you connect to why something matters, you access countless ways to achieve it. Values create an inner compass for what matters most. Living according to them brings alignment and authenticity, where your thoughts, words, and actions reflect your true self. This alignment expands your perspective and clarifies decisions. Following your expansion leads to your zone of genius, where using your unique gifts feels like play. Here, you'll experience creativity, joy, and energy, like athletes in the zone where performance flows effortlessly. Love represents the highest state of expansion. When you do what you love, challenges become opportunities. You're gliding in the stream of miracles. Notice what expands you, activities where you lose track of time through creativity, movement, learning, nature, or meaningful connections. These reprogram your nervous system for sustained access to your supernatural abilities. Emotions are the raw material we transform into the gold of expansion. Though society teaches us to control or dismiss emotions as weaknesses, true liberation comes from fully feeling them. Your greatest power lies in what feels most uncomfortable. Learn to feel emotions without identifying with them. Rather than saying, "I'm sad," say, "A part of me feels sad." When you embrace unconditional self-acceptance and "I am enough as is," you become unstoppable. People avoid feeling emotions, fearing they'll get stuck, but emotions are simply energy patterns in the body. Suffering comes from resistance, not the feelings themselves. Unprocessed emotions become trapped energy that can manifest as physical illness. Fully feeling them, even negative ones, allows them to flow through and transform into peace. Your nervous system's bandwidth determines your capacity for feeling emotions and handling uncertainty. A contracted system fears losing control, while an expanded one embraces the unknown. True emotional processing happens in the body, not the mind. Focus on physical sensations, chest tightness, throat constriction, stomach butterflies. Experience the raw energy rather than thoughts about emotions. The slower you move through emotions, the faster you release them. Self-development works through two mechanisms, removing contraction or increasing expansion. Focusing solely on either approach is limiting. Expansion without releasing contraction leads to temporary highs and crashes, while removing contraction without cultivating expansion misses transformative opportunities. The most effective approach combines both. Faith and trust facilitate expansion, making various practices effective. You're free to embrace whatever beliefs feel expansive, from synchronicity to spiritual guidance. This explains why diverse approaches like prayer, shower insights, and the placebo effect share a common expanding mechanism. While society often equates skepticism with intelligence and dismisses belief, those who can deliberately choose belief may have an advantage. You cannot achieve what you don't believe possible. Your body serves as a reliable truth detector. Expansion feels resonant. Contraction feels resistant. Beware of spiritual bypassing, using spiritual concepts to avoid emotional wounds. Rather than choosing between faith and science, let personal experience guide you. The formula is straightforward. Release contraction to access and stabilize expansion. Your deepest contractions often mask your greatest potential for growth. Create your own playbook rather than following others' habits. While you can find inspiration in those who resonate with your authentic self, mimicking others leads only to a local maximum, better than before, but below your full potential. Society glorifies struggle with maxims like no pain, no gain. Yet truly successful people achieve remarkable results by staying in expansion while pursuing ambitious goals. You seek what you want because you believe you'll feel expansive when you achieve it, but if you don't feel expansive on the journey, you won't reach your destination. Our seeking stems from wanting to feel good, safe, and trusting. The ego craves external validation, but expansion comes from within. Living in contraction obscures your true self beneath layers of conditioning. As Michelangelo said, "I simply carved away everything that was not David." Transform pain into power by making expansion your guide. Notice what creates peak feelings for you and choose that path. When contraction appears, get curious, feel it fully, then release it. Otherwise, your contractive perspective will keep attracting familiar patterns. True transformation happens through unlearning rather than striving, reprogramming your nervous system toward expansion until ideals become natural. The choice is yours. Remain in contraction or embrace expansion to discover your authentic self and unleash your supernatural abilities.